I was a relatively new student of Christian Science at this time, and I was very eagerly went forward thinking, oh, this is a great chance to really prove the power of God. I studied very hard. I had a lot of help. But at the end of 2 years, while I wasn't dead, I wasn't much better than when I started. And this kept up year after year. Hard study, a lot of help. And in the 7th year, my association was given an assignment to study soul and body. And I got fascinated with it and spent every waking moment just studying all I could learn about soul and body. And sometime during that year, it occurred to me that I hadn't had any problem in quite some time, and I discovered I was healed. And then I looked back and I thought, now what's the difference? I worked just as hard for the first 6 years as I did that 7th year. How did the healing come in the 7th year? And I found by examining that I had forgotten all about me. I'd gotten so absorbed in what I was learning that I was only interested in learning and I wasn't trying to heal. Up until that time, I was always staying conscious of the problem and looking for truths that might change my thought to heal the problem. But when I got so absorbed in getting understanding, then the problem left my thought, and as it left my thought, so the healing came. You know, healing in Christian Science isn't really healing, it's revealing. It's a revealing of our true selfhood and taking our thought off of the crab. It's like taking an escalator ride into the department store. You go into the main floor and you see the merchandise is there and you get on the escalator and you start rising up toward the 2nd floor. The higher you get on that escalator, the dimmer the merchandise of the first floor becomes until you suddenly get to the 2nd floor and you see new merchandise, you can't see the first floor merchandise at all. Now it's the same thing with us. We start in our consciousness with thought at a certain level. And if that's producing difficulty, we start rising in spirit above that state of thought, and we get higher and higher, and this thought becomes dimmer and dimmer. So suddenly we get a new concept, and the old concept has completely disappeared. And that's the healing. Mrs. Eddy says, consciousness constructs a better body. She doesn't say it heals the old one. It constructs a better one. It may look just like the old one, but it's the expression of your consciousness of today. And so if you have risen up to that 2nd floor, it can be a consciousness manifested without the claim that you had on the 1st floor. Man, the form of soul, does not have 2 bodies. He does not have a material body that can ache, be sick, grow old. He's made up only of spiritual qualities expressed in an individual embodiment. And the freshness of these qualities stays constant, and they can't deteriorate. They exist together harmoniously, so they can't be in a discordant condition. Therefore, they can't create pain. The individual who holds on to this true identity can silence the clamor, and the aching material body fades out of thought. Then he's free to go forward in his journey toward a higher sense than what he had at the moment that mortal mind tried to interrupt and say, I'm going to tempt you to believe that you are a sick, aching mortal. The third deterrent, the belief of death, creates a great fear in the individual. It's based on the belief that one's life is in a material body and that at some point existence is going to end. Accepting this, consciously or unconsciously, keeps one from identifying himself correctly and rising above this false belief to a state of spiritual freedom from matter. If one thinks it is inevitable that he die, he merely studies Christian Science to learn about his spiritual selfhood and to gain dominion over his problems. but his thought is clouded by the universal belief in death, from seeing that he can also gain dominion over death and ascend instead. Mrs. Eddy says, one dies not from the belief that some physical ailment killed him, but from one's belief that he must die. However, if one sees that the spiritual identity that was originally created as his body is going to stay around as long as soul stays in existence, he loses the fear that tries to hold him in bondage to inevitable death, and he takes on more of the glorious concepts of realizing he's a permanent form of soul. Sometimes one might desire to escape the belief of earthbound problems by dying.